The Michael Mara Show.
Ooh, look at that go. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Welcome back to The Michael Mara Show.
Yeah.
I like this music.
Don't you?
What is this?
This is Manhattan Skyline from the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever.
Somehow I think of Ricardo Montalban when I
yes,
hear this.
Oh, Mike.
Tomorrow on the program, we got a big show, a very, very big show.
RetailCon.
Yes. In fact, I don't know how we're going to get this show in tomorrow. Liz Winstead, funny, funny lady.
Yeah,
remember
love her?
Yeah,
and
love
guilty.
Her. She's appearing this weekend, and she will be in studio with us tomorrow. Also, Lindsay Zarniak will be coming by the studio.
Love her,
guilty.
Too.
We'll have Colin Boyd with the movies, and we will also be drinking absinthe throughout the broadcast.
Someone warned Mr. Boyd? He always gets the brunt of that, because when we have a Friday show where we're drinking.
Thought we were supposed to have him on Thursdays. Weren't we?
Didn't we have him
on last Thursday?
There was talk of that, I recall, but
that would be great because you know it's tough.
Because he's
going to
get us when we're S face tomorrow.
Yeah,
well, and he'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's snarky enough to enjoy us when we're a little banged up.
He's very patient with us.
He is.
So that's all coming up on tomorrow's show, and TJ, the intern, will be driving me to the station tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, looking
what
forward
vehicle
to that.
Does he drive?
We'll find out tomorrow. Clown car.
He's a good guy. I bet you come in with a good report about him.
I like TJ. Mm-hmm. I think TJ's a great, great intern, and should be a lot of fun with the absinthe flowing, and you got all your stuff ready to go.
I have the accoutrement.
I'm looking forward to that. And Rob, you're going to be participating, and now you're excited about it.
I am excited.
So if you'd like to hear us get silly.
I've been dry all week, so I'll be thirsty.
Should be a lot of fun on the absinthe show, and Liz Winstead, Lindsay Zarniak, two women in the studio. What could possibly go wrong?
And, of course, perhaps a visit from the Midday program.
When do you think? Oh, yeah, that's Big O and Dukes are invited to come by.
Yes.
Jason Veazey, our production director, will be in here with us.
Well, it's a party then.
I have a question.
Yes?
Yes?
I think I forgot it. I'm already drunk.
I know why. I know what it is. You didn't send TJ down to get my crock pot.
No, oh, that's right.
We'll TJ?
TJ, go get
it. I'll leave.
No. I don't want you to leave. Come, I need that crock pot.
Come get Mike's keys so you can go down to his car and bring Rob's crock pot up to him.
TJ, the intern that we never talked to with his shoulder-length hair.
This is from before Christmas.
Oh, TJ, now, listen, you're going to need a coat.
On your way down there, don't light up any kind of doobie or anything like that.
TJ, while you're by the mic, what kind of automobile do you drive?
A 2001 Buick Century.
Oh,
it's like a tank.
Yeah, baby. Looking forward to that. That's going to be, we're going to have a good time. Make sure you clean it before you pick me up tomorrow, okay?
That's right.
Thank you. And I like the Rob Zombie t-shirt. You a big fan of that kind of stuff?
I am. It's good
stuff. Really? Yeah. What's the Devil's Rejects? You like that movie?
It was pretty weird. Like, I don't know.
Too weird for him, Mike.
Like face masks and stuff.
That is a good looking t-shirt. No, they make double XLs.
Hey, Rob. Rob with a fat joke.
No. It's just.
Are you on the meal plan at George Mason University, TJ?
Yeah, I was, and I gained like 30 pounds.
Oh, really? Are you trying to lose the weight now?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
I got like homemade meals for my girlfriend.
Oh, very good. What's your girlfriend's name?
Kate.
We ever meet her?
She actually brought in dresses for Beth Ann.
Oh, really?
Wow, nice.
Oh, that's
I'd
nice.
Like to meet her sometime.
We
all
need,
right.
We need more Kates.
Look forward to this conversation continuing tomorrow, TJ.
Right, see you later.
Go get Mr. Spiewak's crock pot.
Don't touch the inside of the crock pot.
Jesus. loud, soft. We'll figure it out. Let's get our last look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Oh, we meant to tell you this earlier in the show. The American Idol premiere attracted huge ratings, but was down again from last year.
I woke up this morning and Buzz was on. He had sent me 6 emails about this. He's so excited
before
that the ratings are down.
Before the sun rose, I had an email to Rob informing
Rob, you got it handy by any chance?
The Idol
CD while we're talking about it.
Audience down 10% from last year's debut.
I mean, really, last night, I thought it sucked.
Still the best thing on television.
It's the best thing on television. It's better than a lot of crap that's on TV.
No, it isn't.
Well, no, really, on that particular
there's much
night,
better crap on TV.
Not on Wednesday night, not on Thursday night.
That's why God gave us TiVo.
You know what you missed, Buzz? You missed Jason Castro's brother.
All right, let me see. Oh, yeah. This is Jason Castro's brother. That's not a bad example.
Well, you know what? Let me lead with this.
The banana song. Play the guy that was the banana song.
If we could sneak Buzz back in with this.
Do you want a banana? I'll peel it down and go. Do you want a banana? Because this banana's for you.
Oh, God.
Tonight we dance all around the flame. Then we get to play a spirited game. Spirited names we shout out loud. Check it out from the spirited cloud.
Hang on. What is this song?
That's good.
Here,
I like that. Let me see anything else worth. I don't want to hear the brothers sing.
Okay.
How about Michael Nicewinder?
Oh, he was a gifted singer, Mike.
Real quick, Rob. Okay. Michael Nicewinder from American Idol last night.
That is cut number
11.
Number 11.
Ours goes to 11.
How about original song?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so many times I've thought about you, but in my heart, I feel that you're going way slowly.
That's enough of that.
No, can I play one just 10
more
seconds?
One more before we go.
I like this was a favorite of mine as well.
Who is this?
And it's going to be good.
Oh, Buzz, it's so nice to have your support.
Come on,
this
Rob.
This is Mia Conley.
Loving you is easy because you're beautiful. And making love with you, is all I want to do.
Same as last year.
And every time we, ooh, I'm more in love with you.
Okay, Mia.
Thank you. Thank
Been
you
there,
so much.
Seen that.
Don't you blaspheme. Don't you blaspheme in
here. Yeah, don't you hate formula stuff? That's even, why we watch 24.
Even Fox's entertainment chief says he is relieved but not satisfied by the fact that 30 million people tuned in.
They got to be real careful, Rob, with these early episodes because I think everybody is tiring of this stage of the competition. Mm-hmm. They want to see it go to that Hollywood week. They're already putting on the heavy promotion for Hollywood week, even in the very first episode.
Good television is CSI, and tonight William Peterson says farewell in an episode critics say is great. And, of course, another man says goodbye tonight on television, President Bush at 8 Eastern time for about 15 minutes.
Will this be a one-hour episode of CSI tonight?
Yes, it will.
All right, I'll check
did
that
you
one
see
out.
The preview clip of it on the CBS Morning Show
no,
this
I did
morning?
Not.
Let me play just a little of it.
Do you want a banana? Feel it down and go. Do you want a banana?
Save that.
Because this banana's for you.
Chad, I need your gun. we told you yesterday about a three-year-old boy in New Jersey named Adolf Hitler Campbell.
Hello, Adolf.
Who was taken from his parents after they tried to buy a birthday cake with his name in icing.
Mm.
And you thought Hussein was a bad middle name.
Hello, Adolf Hitler.
A swastika made of sugar.
Dankeschön.
Officials also took the boy's two sisters, even though there have been no reports of either physical abuse or neglect.
Yeah, we're going to have a big birthday celebration. It's a big cake.
Yes.
And little Adolf Hitler will scamper out and open his presents.
How is your sister and all the other kinder?
Oh, it's great. Ava's coming. It's going to be a fantastic time with the kinder.
I hope we get a chance to sing some banana song.
Dankeschön.
Now, the taking of these kids has outraged some people, mainly because the law requires at least one of those elements, physical abuse or neglect, before a child can be taken. Neighbors tell reporters, though, that they hear a lot of yelling at the Campbell house and that kids should not be raised in what they call a Nazi-themed environment.
What if they're yelling praise? You're great!
You're a great kid!
You're the best Adolf Hitler Campbell in the world!
Kathy, Jesse, Michael, Adolf Hitler.
Pleasant!
Maybe you heard about the three-time convicted kid toucher in Alaska who recently won a big lottery drawing.
Do you want a banana?
There he is.
And gave a sizable chunk of the money to a charity that helps victims of child abuse. The rest he put into buying a house since he has to move anyway. Yesterday, that man was approached by another who asked if he was the lottery winner. When he said yes, he was soundly beaten with a tire iron. The assailant is in jail. The recalcitrant sex offender is in the hospital with serious head injuries.
Tough to pick a side on that.
It really is.
Wow.
New figures from Harvard show that a child's danger of exposure to online predators is not as great as we thought.
I heard this, and this is an interesting story and kind of a relief to a lot of parents.
Sounds like good news.
Researchers found that most of the soliciting for sex actually came from other kids, the vast majority from predators who were under the age of 21.
All right, I really think you should avoid any internet site that starts with this.
Do you want a banana? I'll peel it down and go.
Now you
I
know.
I thought it was a fruit site.
Fewer than 10% of the solicitations came from adults.
See, Idol gave us one thing that we're enjoying again and again and again.
I believe two-thirds of us are.
The Harvard Task Force says the kids most likely to fall victim are the same kids who become victims in the real world, right. Usually kids who don't have a good relationship with their parents.
And stupid kids.
Stupid kids that would get right through that website.
Easily tricked.
Mm-hmm. And another new report says that more than 3 million Americans are victims of stalking. Stalking by phone accounts for two-thirds of the complaints, but the field of cyber stalking is growing fast. The rest of the complaints have to do with cameras hidden in bedrooms and bathrooms, and 90% of the stalkers, 90% of the stalkees, rather, know they're stalkers. Only 10% of stalkers are strangers.
I think you're okay, unless you're being followed by somebody and he gets too close and you hear your stalker say this.
Do you want a banana? I'll peel it down and go. Mm-hmm. Do you want a banana? Because this banana's for you.
By the way, if you want more on this story.
I'm addicted to that already.
If you want more on this story, you'll find it on your pillow when you get home.
I was in CK's office earlier today.
No
and,
kidding.
I was saying, hey, how things going, CK? And he said to me,
do you want a banana? I'll peel it down and go. Mm-hmm.
Just a short one there.
Thank you. That's it. Either one works.
Crooks are smart.
What?
Sometimes.
Really?
No wonder Circuit City's about to go out of business. In Salisbury, Maryland, two men walked into the store, picked up a boxed 67-inch Samsung TV, and carried it out to their car without paying.
Almost as big as Rob's.
Oh, they were spotted by an employee who asked if they needed some extra string to secure it to their car.
You know, it's the deal where you walk in, you look like you belong,
like
no
you know
problem, no fuss, no muss. Mm-hmm.
And they say customer service is dead.
I'm going to try that at Costco.
That'll be a good plan.
Uh-huh. But finally, most crooks are still not very bright. In Kentucky, a man showed a gun to rob a bank and was not a bit happy when he was told the place had no money. I know you have money, he said. It's a bank. Unfortunately for him, it's not a bank, but he's in jail anyway.
What a moron.
A home invader in California may never burgle again. At 2 in the morning, he didn't expect to be attacked by a 14-year-old boy, his mom armed with a baseball bat, his dad armed with crutches, and their 180-pound dog.
Well, what kind of dog was that?
A 180-pound one.
A chihuahua with a thyroid condition. Thank you. Good night.
At a Carl's Jr. in Utah, a man's gun fell out of his pants as he was pulling them up after using the toilet.
Chad.
It went off when it hit the floor and the bullet destroyed the toilet. No one was injured, but the woman in the ladies' room next door complained of chest pains after being frightened by the bang.
You're gonna have to step out of there, Mr. Dukes.
And police in Alabama will know one car thief when they see him. He left his homemade sex tape in the SUV he'd swiped.
Oh, nice.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our apologies to Washington Capitol Mike Green. We're going to get him on in a later show.
Good.
Also, we want to thank the author of Not Buying It, Judith Levine. Her book is available everywhere, so go check that out. Tomorrow, it's the Absinthe Show.
Finally.
You never know what's going to happen. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Arden. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, thanks for joining our Thursday bash. Thank God no one was killed in the crash, but we still need an awful lot of cash, and I forgot to take out the trash. Join us tomorrow. You can't lose. It's the Don and Mike. I said Don and Mike.
Oh, no.
It's the Don and Mike Friday schmooze. Don's not going to be here, though. Filled with info you can't use, but screw it, friends. We'll have booze. And seriously, on a serious note about this, get up, say a little prayer tonight. That's a miracle we saw tonight with nobody dying in that plane crash, and that makes it a great day. We'll see you tomorrow for the Absinthe Show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.